Hello everyone, welcome back to Jola Speaks. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. And in everything, remember to always, always give thanks. Today is a wonderful day, the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Today we're going to be speaking about David and David's encounter, David's response when he heard Saul had died. And today, I'm talking about what do you hear? What do you hear? Good news or not? Holy Spirit, thank you for using me as a vessel. Help me to deliver this message as you put in my heart. All of you, Lord, take absolute control. Lead and guide me, Heavenly Father. Take absolute control. That your name and only your name be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So I'll be reading 1 Samuel 1, 10 to 16, the NIV version. I would encourage you to please join me in reading your Bible as well. So I go. So I stood beside him and killed him, because I knew that after he had fallen, that he could not survive. And I took the crown that was on his head and the band on his arm, and have brought them here to my Lord. Then David and all his men with him took hold of their clothes and tore them. They mourned and wept and fasted till evening for Saul and his son Jonathan, and for the army of the Lord, and for the nation of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. David said to the young man who brought him the report, "Where are you from?" "I am the son of a foreigner, an Amalekite," he answered. David asked him, "Why weren't you afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Then David called one of his men and said, "Go strike him down." So he struck him down and he died. For David had said to him, "Your blood be upon your head. Your own mouth testified against you when you said, 'I killed the Lord's anointed. I killed the Lord's anointed.'" So what do you hear? Now, I want to paint the picture of what has happened before. Now, this is David. David had gone through hell with Saul. He was going through a process with God, right? Where God was walking through his character and preparing him to become king of Israel. Now, at this point, this time, he was on the run because he had left the palace, gone to the bush, as we call it, for some time, but then Saul came to look for him to kill him. And he was a known father somewhere to kill him. It was no question. It was clear. Saul came with 3,000 young able men to kill one David. He forgot his own throne and went to go and fight David. That was how Saul was determined to kill David by fire, by force. And so David runs away to the camp of the Philistines and trying to seek protection there, and he was in Ziklag with his family. So at this point, Saul was after David's life, no question asked. Saul clearly wanted to ensure they got out of the picture. And now, thinking about this, right, and just hearing the story I just told you just now, then this same Saul, right, got died in a battle. And a man came to tell David, "Oh, by the way, David, it's your enemy. This guy that has killed you several times, this one that you know you could not touch because you could have killed him all, but you couldn't kill him because he was anointed. Anyway, the guy is now dead." And then we see David tearing his clothes with the men. They are angry, they are crying, they are whatever. I'm like, what for? You know? It's like really interesting. I was honestly very shocked because in other cases, one would actually rejoice and say, the enemy, whatever is dead, it is, they'll be rejoicing. I remember about 20 or so, maybe 20, 18 years ago, 20, no, actually, almost, around that time, right? Now we had a military government in Nigeria called named Abacha. I remember that 30 years ago, I'm not even sure now. But what I mentioned, not 30 years ago. Okay, stop. Cut. Maybe around 25 years ago or 20 years ago, we had a military president in Nigeria, named Abacha, right? And he died, I can never forget, on the 8th of June of a particular year. It was like a shock to the system. And I remember, because he was so wicked, the economy was suffering badly, he was evil, he was always siphoning cash, etc. Even till now, the country is still trying to recover that cash. But now this guy dies mysteriously one day. And I remember the whole nation was in jubilation. In joy, oh my God, he's dead, etc. And so when I saw it, I said laughing because it was me too. I was jubilating when he died because I'm like, oh my God, finally, we are free. But see what David did. David tore his clothes with his men and they mourned and fasted to the evening. When the father Saul had died and Jonathan and Israel was obviously, lost the battle. Two things jumped out of me, and I will discuss one today, I'll discuss one tomorrow. The first thing I'll say today is, one, David loved Saul. Now, it goes without saying that love is not a feeling, it's an action. So, in spite, what David felt did not matter, but he showed Saul love. He had so many opportunities to kill Saul, he did not touch Saul. And now, even in his death, when Saul was dead, he was mourning Saul. This was all that had happened to him. So see, love is long-suffering. Okay, David was long-suffering. Love does not pleasure in wrongdoing. This I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 13, right? So even though this man that sought to kill David, he was dead, right? He was the Lord's anointed. He was not meant to die the way he died. And it was wrongdoing. And so he could not rejoice in the wrongdoing because, again, love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. It doesn't matter who the person is. The Bible does not say that love those that love you. What is love? Full stop. There's no additional qualifier to that point. Which means that even though Saul tried to kill David so many times, Saul was not killing David so many times, David was still had to show Saul love because it was he, David, that's also to show love, not based on how Saul treats him or not. And so I write here that when I saw this, I was reminded about this verse which says that, pray for those who despitefully use us. Saul despitefully used David and threw him away and did all sorts of nonsense and tried to kill him. It was a perfect example of Saul that despitefully used somebody. And God is saying, pray for even those people that cause so much pain. Pray for them. Pray for them. And also, the Bible also says, right, in Romans 12, verse 15, it says, we should mourn with those who mourn. And there was no qualifier that says only mourn with those who mourn that you love. No, it was mourn with those who mourn. So, whether the person tried to kill you or kill, or like David did, so in case of David, Saul tried to kill several times, no matter what person has done, because people around are mourning, we ought to mourn with them. There is no justification of celebrating in such situations. So in their battle time, actually was not meant to celebrate it, because even as much as what's it called, he was so evil to us and God took him away, it was still, people were still mourning around him and you were meant to mourn with them. And so this is a very good example of how our hearts should be towards people. It shouldn't be based on how they treated us or how they treat us. No, it should be who we are. Now, this is a lesson, and I'll discuss this more only on Friday, that, this is a lesson of growth. It's not about how we were treated. Oh, they are kind to me, I'm kind to them. Oh, they don't love us enough. No, it is about I am love, who stops. So, whatever comes out of me must be love. I cannot, face or change my character because of how someone else treats me. I am loveful, right? So whatever comes from me must constantly, always be in love. And we're all sitting there. I know it's not easy, but God help us that every time we choose love, every time we have an opportunity to react, we react in love. We choose love. We be love because we are love. It shouldn't be based on how some of us feel. No, it should be based on our reactions should always be in love. And as we see from David, even in death, David was still loving Saul. The same guy that went to kill him, he still showed Saul love. He still mourned Saul. This same Saul that was adamant and focused on taking his life. Even when God now finally did it, he still mourned. He still showed Saul the love. The action did not stop. The action of love did not stop. Because love is an action, not a feeling in this sense of things. So God help us to always act in love. To always be in love. To always, you know, our first point of call just to show love. No matter that we're not faced by how people treat us, you know, and our feelings. It is we're only faced by the act of doing it. No matter what it is, we continue to act in love and be in love and do love. God help us. This is dying to oneself. Because we are dying to those painful, you know, hurtful feelings. And say, you know what? I may not like this person. I may not like it not this way, but I choose to love no matter what. Because we owe everybody love, nothing else. So thank you for listening to me today. Holy Spirit, help us to love. Help us to love the way you have defined it in the Bible. We know that we can only do it with you. Because humanly, it's not possible. But with you, all things are possible. So help us to love the way you have defined love in the Bible. Help us to love, 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 Lord. Let love fill our hearts. Let love be, let us be love. So whatever we do, we act, we move, we say everything we do in love. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you, and I love you. Bye.